The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Shkolim Dav Dalad. The Mishnah tells us over here in Dav Dalad that Noshim are not mechuyev in Machtzis HaShekel. Noshim are not mechuyev to give of their own assets for the mitzvah of Machtzis HaShekel. Reb Kiva Eger in a tshuva, in tshuva's Simen Tes, the famous Reb Kiva Eger, points out an interesting chiddush la'aloch. He says that women are potter from Tfilas Musaf. It's not something that's mavur, mufurish. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the Nidin and Kuf Chavov. So he brings down Mishnah Tzlach and Brochas Dav Chavov. Mishnah Berurah is in Simen Kuf Vov, Sivkot and Dalad. And over there he brings down two opinions. Why are women potter from Tfilas Musaf? Because the tefillos of Klal Yisrael were instituted keneged the tmidim u'musaf, and that means shachris and mincha keneged the korban tamid shel shachris and the korban tamid shel ben arba'im. Tefillos ma'ariv arvis is keneged the haktoras chalom ve'murim, so it's all keneged the korbanos, and tefillos musaf is keneged is only on the days when they brought a korban musaf. So bishlam of the regular tefillos. The reason why Noshma Yemuchuyev and over there in the Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Chavav Mishmur talks about it, because over there he has a discussion whether women are Mechuyev and Tefillah. As an aside, we'll just mention the basics of it. The Gemara says, the Gemara addresses the fact that women are Mechuyev and Tefillah. The Gemara says, women shouldn't be Mechuyev. It's a mitzvah, says Shazmaim. The Gemara says that Tefillah is shiny because it's Boy Rachmi. Tefillah is about asking for Achmonis, it's about basic sustenance, it's not just Stama Mitzvah, but it's a basic support system in having the Bria work and having any type of shaychis with the Rabbanu Shlalom. So therefore, if it's Boi Rachmi, women are certainly Boi Rachmi as well. So the question is on what tefillah he's going. The Ramban says that he's going on the tefillahs of Shachris and Mincha. Marv the tefillahs for sure, women, they didn't institute it for, but Shachris and Mincha, women are Mechuyev. And that's the Pesach and Mishnah Berurah. The Rambam has a different opinion, because the Rambam holds that there's a different chiv, tefillah midday raisa. The chiv, tefillah midday raisa, is a chiv at least once a day. The Rambam's mechadish, that it's once a day. Two, it doesn't have to be the structured seder, a tefillah v'anshe knesset gdolah. But the mitzvah say, if tefillah includes some type of verbally connecting with the Rebbeinu Shalom at least once a day, bakoshas rachman, with shvach, with aido, at least once a day. In which case, the Gemara that's talking about women being mechuyev in tefillah is going on that, not on the institutionalized Seder at Tefillah of Shmoneh Esrei. So women wouldn't be Mechuyev. Again, the Mishnah Berurah paskins the Ramban. The women with small children, he says a Chiddush, are Oiskin B'mitzvah, Pturim B'mitzvah, but that's the basic sack in the Mishnah Berurah. Comes along Reb Kiva Eger and the Tzlach, and they propose that even if you say that women are Mechuyev in the Tefillahs that Chazal instituted, that Adjik Nezak Doyla institutionalized, but Korban Musaf not, because those Tefillahs are Bori Rachmi. But the Korban Musaf is not Rachmi. Korban Musaf wasn't instituted as a basic form of Bakoshas Rachmi from the Rebbeinu Shlalom. The Musaf is only connected to Korban Tzibur. As an aside, also in this same vein, Kveg himself points it out to support his position, the Mishnah in Brochus quotes Rav Elazar ben Azariah. We don't pass in that way. But Rav Elazar ben Azariah holds that there is no Tfilas Musaf biyochid. Tfilas Yochid is only Shaykh when the Tfilah, the purpose of the Tfilah is Boi Rachme. The purpose of Tfilas Musafin is only in the format of Korban Musaf. There's no Korban Musaf Berabim. It's a Korban Musaf, which is only Bitzibu. So you see clearly that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds that the Tfilas Musaf is patterned on the Korban Musaf. Whoever is Chayiv in Korban Musaf is Chayiv in Tfilas Musaf. If women don't have a part in the Shkolim, then they don't have a part in the Korbanos. Tosfos in Avchavavim and Alef and Brocha says that there's no hashlama for Korban Musaf, the same idea. If a person forgets to have a Korban Musaf, even though Shachris, let's say, if he's not feeling well, or if he forgets, if he's in oinus, not amazed, then he can daven twice mincha. Musaf is not such halacha. Why? Because Musaf is not a institutionalized boy rachmi. All it is connected to Korban. Ovaz manoi bottle Korban, as the Gemara says in Zvokim, in a few places. The Rogachava says something more chakav, more interesting. He says that the halacha is that a mumur, person who's not who's clearly not a Mechal Shabbos, but Rabbi Rachman Tzlan, or a person who's a Meshumid, is still Mechuyiv B'chal HaTere Kula, says the Rav Chava, but he can't have a Musaf. Even let's say a Mumer would want to Mechal Shabbos B'Fahesia, would want to come to Shul and Davin, but Musaf he can't Davin. Why? Because the other tefillahs are by Rachman. He could be Mevakesh Rachman, even though has a pretty miserable state as far as his relationship with the Rebbein Shem is concerned. If he wants to daven, he can daven. But Musaf, he can't daven. Why? Because Musaf is only back, is only connected to carbon Musaf. And a Mumer is possible to be maybe a carbon. We're saying that the regular tefillahs are not connected carbonis, but it happens to be that the Rif in Brachos Daf Chav Aleph holds that one is not allowed to daven shachris twice. You can daven only if it's to make up for the Meiriv before. But davening shachris twice, he says, would be bal toisiv, like a person who's makriv two karbonos. So the Rif certainly over here is connecting even the regular tefillah with the idea of a karbon, but that's partial. The Gemara says that the tefillahs were instituted connected to karbonos. But still, it would seem that the chiyuv and the purpose of the tefillah goes beyond the karbon, which is why what nashma mechuyiv. Says Rav Kivega, but a carbon musaf is not more than that, therefore they would not be mechuyiv. The Amudei Or is one of the G'dayle Litta of the late 1800s, and Simon Zion argues on Rav Kivega. And he says that the women certainly have a chelik in the shkolim. He brings a raya, the Gemara at the beginning of Zvachim talks about thinking a machshava poiseles, which we learned a lot about in Zvachim, thinking a machshava poiseles b'shasta akrovas akarbon. And the Gemara says that one of the machshavas hapoislos of a korban is to think about the kohen, let's say, who's shechting the korban, or the kohen who's being zerik, the dam of a korban. Instead of thinking that the korban is being brought for Reuven, the real owner, thinks that it's brought for Shimon, it's called machshavas bailim, and that passels the korban, or it makes that he's not yotzi dechavosai. Says the Gemara in the beginning, is welcome that dalid, that in a korban sibur, there's no machshavas, there's no shinui psul of machshavas bailim, because everybody's the bailim. We could say that there would be a case of psul of shinu machshavas bailim when he thought that the carbon was a woman's and the women are not part, even a carbon sibur, they're not part, the way Rabbi Kivega says. Al korach, you see that the shkolim, the carbon sibur, is brought not only on behalf of the tzibur of anoshim, but it's brought on behalf of the tzibur of noshim. That is its partial. The Gemara says that Klal Yisrael, Ashlosh Dvar Ma'alamoyme, the Mishnah says, and one of them is Avoida. And Avoida B'Shasti Beis HaMikdash is the Karbonis. Is it Shaykh that women don't have the schus of the Karbonis? The Karbonis are not brought for Klal Yisrael as a whole? Is that what Rav Kivega means to say? I believe, in order to be Miyashad Amudar and to understand Rav Kivega properly, we have to quantify what Rav Kivega says. What Rav Kivega does not mean to say is that the korbonis that are brought on behalf of the whole Klal Yisrael are not mechaper, even for the women. The korbonis in Yom Kippur certainly are mechaper. Women have the same tshuva mechilas likah v'kapora as men do. The korbonis of Musaf, which are also tzchus of Klal Yisrael, which are the kiyum of Klal Yisrael, of course they're brought for women. Of course women are part of Klal Yisrael insofar as the korbonis in the Beis HaMikdash are brought. However, what Rav Kivega means to say is that besides for the korban, the shame klali, that the korban belongs to Klal Yisrael, there's also a shame proti that the money that bought that korban, there's a unique attachment between, a unique relationship between the people whose money brought that korban and the korban. We'll just show one example of this. It's a very interesting Rashi in Pashas Koyrak, where Moshe Rabbeinu and Dosna Aviram and the rebels of the camp of Korach are bringing the Ketores, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Al teifin omer kosim." Rashi brings to the Medrash. What does it mean? Moshe Rabbeinu davened that to the Rebbein Shem, "Do not heed, do not listen, do not be misuratza with their carbon." Yoideyani, that the carbon of today, that's the way the Acharonim explain Rashi, the carbon Talmud of that day specifically was from the specific money of Dosan Aviram. Don't be misratzed to the carbon, despite the fact that today it's their carbon. Now that's Pashut, that the carbon every day of the year, even though it's brought by this one's dollar, by this one's shekel, by this one's shekel, by that one's maksa shekel, the carbon was brought on behalf of the whole Klal Yisrael. But it would seem over here that there is some level of ritzui, some extra level of ritzui, which is shaykh only to the one from whose money the carbon was bought. Of course, the money was put into a pot. We're going to talk about that in Mr. Shem in a future share. That all the money belongs to a joint ownership, which is not individual. It's not 5 million, 10 million yidin that each one has a shutvis of a quarter of a penny in the carbon. But all the money goes into the Hegdish, into the Beis HaMikdash, which is communal property, l'shem Hegdish. Not shaykh to call yachad v'yachad, but there is a yachas mesuyim, there is some type of relationship between the money and between the carbon and between the one whose money that carbon is brought from that day. That's what we see over there in Rashi by Dosan Vavira. What Rav Kiveiga means to point out is that the special yachas of the money of the carbonis does not exist by women, and that is the mechayim of carbon musaf. Means that Rav Kiveiga is masculine, like we pointed out from the Rif, that all karbonis are connected. I'm sorry, all tefillahs are connected karbonis. All tefillahs were instituted. The institutionalized form of tefillah, three times a day, Shemana Esrei, was institutionalized connected karbonis. But, since it's by Rachmi, women are mechuyev also. Masha'enke, the karbon musaf, is only biyachas to those that bring the carbon from their own pocket. The carbon as a whole, the carbon tomin is amad shaykh to the whole of Klal Yisrael, but the specific tefillah, which is only the carbon, is only mechuyev, the ones that actually give the money, those that have that extra bit of relationship, that the carbon comes from their money, that women don't have. That's from Kiveiga's Chiddush. This is the Hagdorah, the exact Hagdorah, from Kiveiga. It doesn't mean that the tefillahs are not shaykh. It doesn't mean that the karbonis are not shaykh to the whole of Klal Yisrael, but there's a second din called the specific momen that belongs to Ploini and Amani, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, does not belong to Mrs. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Therefore, that special relationship that we see by that, we point out by that Rashi, of Dos Mavir does not exist in the carbon, and Reb Kiveiga says that because of that, women don't have that special relationship with carbon musaf, the carbon musaf will not be brought, I'm sorry, the tefillah, which is Kenega, the carbon musaf will not be brought on their behalf, even though the carbon musaf itself was the carbon of the whole Klal Yisrael, but it doesn't have that extra relationship because of the one who gave the money for it. That women don't have. There's another horror over here regarding the Reb Kiveiga. The Ber Yitzchok, the Tshuvas of Reb Yitzchok HaChanan, in Ar Chaim Simon Chof, points out, he asks a question on Reb Kiveiga. Loi Matzinu, he says, that Kehanim, there's a tzad over here in the Mishnah Bayos, that Kehanim should not have to bring the Machzah Shekel. Ultimately, we pass on that they do. We spoke about that in the previous year. But according to the tzad that the Kehanim thought that they don't have to bring, we don't find the tzad discussed. Kehanim shouldn't daven musaf. The same way, and this is a shadal halacha, ketanim, if we hold that ketanim, pochos mi ben esrim, don't have to bring machzah shekel, their money is not included in the purchase of the karbonis. Does it say any place in halacha, in any of the rishonim achronim, or in shas, Bavli Yerushalmi, that Pochis mi ben chof is potter from musaf. So the stipler talks about this nekuda, and the stipler says that women would be potter if they don't have a unique relationship as giving to the financing of the carbon, then they wouldn't be chayiv in the carbon. Why? Because women are potter b'mitzvah seish hazman groma. Masheki kehanim and Gedolim that are less than Ben Chof, Soif Kol Soif, since Chazal institutionalized that tefillah, they made that into a mitzvah seishas man groma. So, as a regular mitzvah seishas man groma, to commemorate that carbon, there would be a mitzvah incumbent on men. Women that are part of mitzvah, the regular mitzvah seishas man groma, could only be chayiv in tefillah, only because they have a unique shaykhis with the tefillah. That unique shaykhs they don't have with the carbon musaf because they don't get money for it. Again, the unique shaykhs they have with every Shemana Esrei is women are mechuyev because by Rachmi, like we said according to Ramban, the unique kesher with carbon musaf they don't have because carbon musaf is only a carbon. It's not by Rachmi. But to say that they institutionalized that they should be mechuyev because the mitzvah says shazman groma, nosh mepturim in mitzvah says shazman groma. They're allowed to daven, but they're potter. Masha'enkin, Kehanim, and Pochus, Mibem Chof, would be Mechuyiv. So again, that's the same Knej, you have to be Mechalik between the Noisim. But what's interesting about this point is to look at the Tzura of Tfilo as a Mitzvah Seishas Mangrom, that's clear it is. which is why women would be potter, like we're saying. There's a very interesting diuk in the Kiryas Sefer, one of the classic Mefoshim on the Rambam, Mamish from the earliest Achronim, the Bar Plukta, the Beis Yosef. The Kiryas Sefer in the beginning of Shkolim, and it's actually a Me'iri also, say that women are potter from Shkolim because the Mitzvah says she's man groma. Even though the Gemara says clearly by us in the Yerushalmi that Mekabim Shkolim Kol Hashana, even though the time of the Shkolim was Be'echa Ba'adam Hashmina Al Hashkolim, but that's not Ma'akiv. The Shkolim could be given at any point. So what does it mean that the Shkolim is a Mitzvah Seshes Man Groma? Obviously, what they mean to say is that the Shkolim, or the purpose of the Shkolim, is the Korbanos, and the Korbanos are Mitzvah Seshes Man Groma. L'chayr, that's what they have to mean, which would tell us that, again, there's a connection between the Tzura of Choyves Ha Shkolim with the Korban itself. Tefillah, whether Tefillah is exactly related to the Korban, or whether it has a life of its own because of Bayrachmi, or they institutionalize it as a mitzvah b'fne'atzim without being the illustration, the representation of the Korban b'foil, that is what we're discussing in Biyachas to the Reb Kiva Eiger.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.